Welcome back to Mankato, and the Xfinity Player Breakdown focus this week is defensive end Everson Griffin. How you been?
How you doing, Paul? Good to see you.
Good. Thank you, Everson. In the Hall of Fame game, you played all of three plays by design. We expect tonight against Tampa, Everson will probably play triple that amount. But did you have a favorite of your three plays? I mean, which one was most memorable?
My most memorable was playing the six technique. Had pretty good pad level, struck them with my hands, came out. I controlled them, and I threw myself in the gap to make the tackle. And he bounced the ball out and to my teammates, and Sharif made the tackle, and everybody's running to the ball. So, the three plays, I like to have more, but, it's preseason, and, just build on that and improve for the next game coming up against Tampa.
Now, the way you just broke down that technique, the position, just the way you handled it, you had 12 sacks last year and emerged on the scene as one of the real improving and better defensive ends in the NFL. Was there a stage in your career where maybe you wouldn't have looked at it like that? I mean, I'm talking about professional maturity, where you've just matured as a professional.
Yeah, it took a lot of time for me personally. I can say that. And, but I think just having the examples like a Jared and a Kevin Williams and a Pat Williams and Brian Robertson and, guys that, that were role models to me that I looked up to and seeing how they did it, they probably thought I wasn't listening or paying attention, but I always took it to heart what they said and always try to apply it to my life. And it took me a while but once I got my time to go out there to show people what I could do, I just took it and ran with it, I'm a competitor and I like to compete and I like to help this team win, and that's what I'm here for, is to win games.
You had 12 sacks last year. Your run stopping from the right defensive end spot is earning you a lot of respect, and I know that's important to you. How is your game evolving? Like, what's next for Everson Griffin?
The progressions, being able to adapt when I'm on the field, change my angles, change my width, use my different techniques, and be able to, whatever he gives me, I can be able to adapt to them and switch up my moves, just the progression, long arm to stab. So that's my biggest thing is just the progressions and be able to beat that guy at will when I want to because I'm reading him and only him.
Was there a stage last year during that 12-sack season, Everson, where you kind of caught people off guard in the first part of the season? Like in the second part of the season, were you getting more attention, more double teams, more chips?
Yes, I was, and I expect that more this year too. So my biggest thing is play what you see. See a little, see a lot. So if I see the back offset to me and I see like he's gonna chip, maybe I gotta go get him, make him know that I'm aware of him. So my biggest thing is just take control, take control of the game and lead these guys. I'm here to be a leader. I'm here to lead by example. And my biggest way to do that is when I'm out on the field, give it all I got. And with the team we got this year and the guys that we got back and the coaching staff that we got here, with that, I feel like our team is powerful. And by powerful, I mean we could be unstoppable, but it's up to us to do that.
What do you like about head coach Mike Zimmer?
I like everything about him. I like his character. I like his coaching. I like his love for the game. He knows how to take care of his players. He knows how to get his players to play hard for him. He's a player's coach, just like my D-line coach, Andre Patterson. They're all player's coaches, and they understand the game of football, and they help us understand the game of football even better than we have before. So it's going to help us win a lot of games this year.
Your line coach, Andre Patterson, I'm glad you mentioned him. He's worked with the likes of Chris Dolman, Greg Ellis. He worked with Elvis Dumervil in Denver. Now he's working with you. What are some things that he can share with you from what he's seen from some great 4-3 defensive ends to help you?
He said them guys who were the greats that are in the Hall of Fame, they came out each and every day to practice full metal jack like it was game. Because then when it was time for game time, it was easy for him. So that's what I'm trying to transition to, make everything game-like. If I can make everything game-like, when I get on the field, it's easy.
The rookie Danielle Hunter played a lot in the Hall of Fame game. He's age 20. How can you work with him? I mean, you got to get your game right and the line's game right, and you're a bona fide team leader at this stage of your career. But he's age 20, so I can imagine he's looking for somebody to mold him.
Yeah, me and B-Rob, we were just talking about that. We said before Danielle Hunter, he could play 10 years in this league before turning 30. 10 years. Imagine that. But the thing with him, man, he got all the gifts. He got the physical physique. He got the smarts. Only he had to come out here each and every weekend and play. And I talk to the kid all the time. And, when he needs help, he comes to me. So my biggest thing, if he needs help, he can come to me. And only thing he had to do is just evolve his game and get better and better each and every week, each and every practice. And he can do whatever he wants to do in this league.
What are your one-on-one battles with Matt Khalil like?
They're challenging. They're competitive, and we go back and forth. He wins some, I win some, and you know, and that's how you get better each and every week. You go up against the guys that you know on your team, and you help them prepare for the game. You know, prepare for the other defensive end. So you know, my biggest thing is I'm just not only preparing myself, I'm preparing my teammate across from me. You know, to make him better, to make him unstoppable before he could. Be unstoppable during the game as well, too.
Last one. You know, Teddy, like a lot of rookies at times last year, would hold the ball a little too long, and that led to some of his 39 sacks. When you're rushing Teddy this year in training camp, do you notice anything different about him?
Yeah, pocket presence. You know, he's filling us in the pocket, and that's why it's good to have realistic looks in practice, because if you do that when it comes game time, you can see in this previous game, he's getting the ball out quicker. He's not thinking. He's poised in the pocket, and that's what, from day one, that's what I liked about Teddy. It's up to the defensive line to keep him safe during practice, but give him a realistic look, so when it comes game time, it's easy for him during the game.